Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Mogul Manna Monday on a Tuesday. This is Pastor Tanola Oliver with the Salt Room Apostolic Temple. I decided to reserve our day of prayer and consecration, particularly for today, because today is a monumental day in our nation. It is the day of voting. And I want to penetrate our environment, our political atmosphere, our communities, and our nation with the anointing and the oil of the Lord. So I'm going to read a couple of scriptures, and then I'm going to begin to pray as the Lord ushers me into the realm of the Spirit to pray for this nation. And so that's why we did not come on yesterday with Manna Mogul Monday. All right. So let's go ahead and turn over to Isaiah 9 and 6. And the scripture reads, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Going on to the next verse, we're still in Isaiah 53, verses 1 through 9. And of course, I'm reading from the King James Version. "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all." Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning as humbly as we know how. And God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you decrease me, that you decrease Tanola, that you decrease my ideologies, that you decrease my political education, knowledge. God, I ask that you move all of me out of the way, that your spirit may flow freely and unhindered in this moment of sending out this prayer to the highways and the byways for money, for Manna Mogul Monday. And so, dear Heavenly Father, first and foremost, I thank you that you are a God who is the Prince of Peace. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we send the spirit of peace upon this earth like never before. Let the anointing of peace rest upon this nation. Let the anointing of peace rest upon every voting station. Let the anointing of peace penetrate every community and this great nation. Oh God, we lift you up on today. We make you our standard on today, God. And we look for you, God, for instruction and for the ordering of our and orchestration of our feet, our hands, our bodies, and our minds in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that we are all mature and that we operate in the maturity of Jesus Christ, that we are a peaceful nation. In the mighty and majestic name of Jesus, that we have peace with one another, that we have peace with our neighbors, that we have peace with our brothers and our sisters, regardless of their political affiliations, regardless of their race, regardless of their gender, regardless of what neighborhood they've come from, what family they come out of, what schools they attend, or what political affiliation they have in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus upon this great nation. God, in the name of Jesus, I am in anticipation that a godly standard will be lifted up in the name of Jesus upon every voting station and every community in this great nation. Father, I am thankful that the government rests upon your shoulders. I am thankful that regardless that who gets into office, that you are still Lord, that you are still King of Kings, and that you reign supreme. name. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we consecrate this month for good success. We consecrate this month for sweatless victories and easy wins. Now, Father, go into the realm of the spirit. God, dismantle angels from heaven in the name of Jesus and overturn every lie and every liar in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that everything that has been withheld from the people within the kingdom of heaven, that in this season, in this moment, God, and in this month, the last quarter of this year, that it shall be overturned and released into the hands of the righteous. You said that there would be a transference of wealth. You said that there would be a transference of power. Your word said that the last shall be first and the first shall be last. And so, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the wisdom of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the know-with-all of Jesus Christ, that we don't have your mind. We know that you are elevated above, that your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Your ways are higher than our ways. But God, we thank you that we operate in the character of Christ, that we would make godly choices and godly decisions, not just on our ballot, but amongst our community in the name of Jesus, that we do the right thing by our communities and by this nation in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we lift up a standard of godly character. We thank you that we lift up a standard of walking and talking and the godliness and the character of Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you are still seated at the right hand throne of the Father, and that you make intercession for us. God, in the name of Jesus, rout out demons, rout out everything, every spirit, principalities of wickedness, rout out witches and demons, and rout out, God, soothsayers, and rout out, God, in the name of Jesus, liars and the lying spirit in the name of Jesus, and release your spirit upon this great nation. God, we decree and declare that people that operate in wickedness are being seated, and that people that carry godly character and the character of Christ would be raised up and part of God governmental order. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that there is a standard in the earth realm, God, that we do not lean to race or to political affiliation, God, but we lean into the godliness of who you called us to be as a nation and who you called us to be as the people of God. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that regardless to who takes seat in the White House, that we are always seated at the right-hand throne of the Father, because where you sit, we sit, and where you make intercession for us, God, in the name of Jesus, we know that all things are made perfect and are made in abundance through you, Christ Jesus, who is our chief advocate, who is our chief adversary, who is our chief intercessor in the name of Jesus. You are our ally. Our adversaries are your adversaries. You said that you would contend with those that contend with us, that you would fight against those that fight against us. God, I thank you that angels on today would take a hold of their shield and their bucklers, and they would pick up and they would discern who our enemies are in the realm of the spirit, who our enemies are of our success, who our enemies are of our legacy, who our enemies are of our destiny, who our enemies are, God, that we would live the life that you decreed and declared that we would have before the foundations of the world. God, we give you praise on today that the anointing flows rich and it flows thick. We thank you, God, on today that our foot is on the neck of the adversary, that our foot is on Satan's neck, that our foot, hallelujah, now stands steps over into a new way of living and a new way of doing business. And that is with Christ-like character. God, we thank you that we are marked for good success, that we are marked for victory, that we are marked for increase, that we are marked for legacy, that we are marked for sweatless victories and easy wins on today, God. We thank you that you are the Prince of Peace. We thank you, God, that you surround our lives with peace. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of Jesus Christ cover our lives in the name of Jesus, and that you watch over and protect us in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus Christ. Now order our steps, cover our hands, cover our communities, cover our lives, cover our children, cover our endeavors, God, in the name of Jesus. With the blood of Jesus Christ, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon this nation. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon this nation. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon our homes, upon our communities, and upon this government in the name of Jesus. God, I give you praise. God, I multiply. Hallelujah. Send a spirit of multiplication out into the earth realm. God, we'll be sure to give you the praise. We'll be sure to give you the glory. We'll be sure to give you the honor, because it is all due to you. Now, Father, if there be any contracts that are held up in the realm of the spirit, we thank you for the releasing of them now. God, we thank you that you are ushering in new clients, that you are ushering in new contracts, that you are ushering in and touching the hands of management, that you are ushering in and touching the hands of CEOs, that you are making new CEOs in this season in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that you are causing us to come into our season of victory. God, we thank you that demonic chains and fetishes and attachments, that they now are severed and the ties are cut now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that our help is rising up in the earth realm. We thank you that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so poverty and lack is bound. Hallelujah. Sickness and disease is bound. Hallelujah. We cancel long lines and waiting lists in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we're coming from the back to the front. We thank you that the righteousness of God is coming from the back to the front. We thank you, God, that we are always at the head of the table, regardless of where we sit. We thank you that the anointing and the blood of Jesus Christ, that the dunamis and exousia power of the living God, that it rests upon our lives. And this is our prayer in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus Christ. We call resources into our account. We call resources into our companies. We call resources into our communities, into our homes. We call resources into our companies in the name of Jesus. We call resources that they are at our hands, that we are money magnets, that we are wealth distributors. And this is our prayer. In the mighty and majestic name of Jesus Christ, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, for it is all due unto you. If this prayer has been a blessing unto your hearing, you can sow a seed at Salt Room. That is $ Salt Room through Cash App, $ SALTROOM. On today, you can also go to Givelify and find us at Elect Leadership Academy, or you can go to Tylee and you can find us at the Salt Room Apostolic Temple. And so God is pleased, God is praised, and may the devil be horrified in Jesus' name. Until we meet again. Shalom. I hear the Lord. Yeah, reda bashanda. I hear the Lord still talking. Eh, rena mamandi eko reta bashanda mareko rina babasie. He ananamasiko reta bashanda eta reka mamandi e yerenobo shaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we make room. Reda bashanda. God, we make room in our lives. In the name of Jesus, for the majestic power of the Holy Spirit, We make room in our lives for financial miracles. We make room in our lives for supernatural miracles. We make room in our lives for miracles on top of miracles. We make room in our lives for sweatless victories and easy wins. We make room in our lives for divine connection. And this is our prayer. In Jesus' name, may God be pleased. May God be praised. May the devil be horrified in Jesus' name. Until we see each other again, shalom.